What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
Hello there. This is Richard Dent. You're listening to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros podcast.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay, in the house with my brother over there, Sweetness. How you feeling tonight, Brody?
I'm feeling all right, man. You know, it's no victory, no victory for the Bears this week, but you know, we weren't expecting one anyway, so let's go, man. We ready to go, man. Ready to go for these next games.
No, it's fucked up because like I was hoping, I was hopeful. You know, I jumped on with the Run Boys, shout out the gang, and we did a little bit of a preview. And I was talking about, look, man, if we keep this game low scoring, we're gonna have a chance. Man, but this game was definitely not low scoring, man. So final score: Packers 41, Bears 25. Where do you want to start, man? Where do you want to go with it, bro? I don't even know. I'm already at a loss for words, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a few things that pop out looking at the stats, and they're super deceiving as far as, you know, third down efficiency. We were pretty even there. First downs, we were pretty even there. Even red zone efficiency, we were pretty even there. But, you know, when you look at that, it's super deceiving. You could look at 41 to 25 is super deceiving. You know, two things that weren't deceiving are, you know, were the defensive touchdowns by Green Bay and the time of possession by Green Bay. Two big hitters, you know, I think two touchdowns at the end there by the Bears made this game look somewhat close. And that's not the case, was never the case. Yeah, man, that's pretty much where I kind of want to kick it off, man. Just open it up like that. Really, really think there's a lot of deceiving things here, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so like right away, this game, the Packers came down. They found Davante Adams, and it was 6-0. They missed the extra point. Then, you know, we're like, oh, man, how are we going to respond? Are the Bears going to be able to respond? And sure enough, man, Monty, 57-yard run on the first drive, looked really, really nice. It took us all the way down to the red zone, but we walk away with a field goal. I mean, look, man, I get it. You know, at least we got some points out of it. But we got to score touchdowns, man. We got to score touchdowns when we're in the red zone. You know, a quarterback gets paid to, you know, make sure we score touchdowns. He doesn't get paid to set up field goals. That's not what they're paid to do. Not a quarterback that is a number two pick, especially. I mean, yeah. If we have Jim Miller, you know, back there, that's a different story. But we're talking about, you know, a number two franchise changing quarterback, and he's definitely a franchise changing quarterback, and not for the right reasons. Let's not get that shit twisted. 57-yard run by David Montgomery. He had one more yard or one more rush in that drive. That's two carries. The rest of the game, the Bears coaching staff gave David Montgomery 9 carries. What are you guys doing? Like, seriously, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
What, I mean, it's one thing that Nagy wants to use the excuse, Brody, like when the run game's not going, well, the run game just wasn't working. So we couldn't keep doing that because we weren't getting positive yards. Bro, you're not even giving yourself a chance.
Yeah. We're sitting there you know, and watching the game together, you know, through Zoom or whatnot. And I'm asking you, and, you know, shout out Fantasy Drill, why is Cordero Patterson in the backfield right now? And it's a rhetorical question because we know why. You know, we're running guys at the wrong positions, and not just at the running back spot, in a lot of places on this team. So, yeah, man, you know, to be able to get the ball down there on that 57-yard carry by Monty is encouraging as fuck to just kick it off that way, you know. Monty looked like he got shot out of a cannon, by the way. He was looking good. Very no idea why he only got those carries, just so bad by the coaching staff. But then, you know, you do get a drop ball by Komet. You get a decently thrown ball to A-Rob that a guy like that should come down with. But that's besides the point, you know what I mean? If this happened repeatedly, I would be mad at the people dropping the passes, but it doesn't. You know, it's just a story we know all too well at this point. And, you know, another thing, man, it's just like the demeanor of the team when things are going south. There's only a few guys out there that look like they actually give a shit at this point.
True.
And a lot of guys just walking around with their head down, you know, just pissed off about everything and not really into the game after that. You know, it's more about their pride at one point. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers and those guys, they're just laughing. You know, Aaron Rodgers at post game, I love beating Chicago. We're like a joke to them. A joke to them and a lot of other teams. We're like we're definitely the laughing stock of the North. And it sucks to say, man, bear down, but God damn, this is bad. I mean, at some point, it's not even exciting or, you know, depressing anymore. I'm just neutral about it. Like I get it. We're just not there.
We're nowhere near there, bro. And a lot of the talk here in Chicago is like, the Bears gave up. The defense didn't show up. The defense, you know, they weren't tackling. They weren't doing this. They weren't doing that. And you know what? You know, they weren't. I mean, it's true. They didn't show up. But at the same time, how do you expect this defense to show up week in and week out when the offense doesn't give you shit? The defense is sick and tired of it, bro. They're a Super Bowl caliber defense. The offense is peewee at best. We scored 10 points in the first three quarters versus the Packers 41. That's the real score. My bad, not even, did I say 13? We scored 10 points in the first three quarters to the Packers 41 in the first three quarters. The Packers didn't score in the fourth because they stopped playing. And we scored 15 points on them in the fourth. If you want to hang your fucking head on that, you fucking Mitch Trubisky truthers, then go ahead. I'm not fucking doing it. I wanted to play nice before this game started. And I wanted to say, you know what? Let's give Mitch a chance. Maybe they could cater to him. This guy's a full-blown fucking retard, bro. Two picks, double coverage, then triple coverage. This guy, before he says hut, and that ball gets snapped to him, he already has a predetermined decision of where he's going with that ball. That hasn't stopped. It's been like this for years. He fumbled the ball. They scored off it. We will not win. But this type of quarterback play, we don't have the future quarterback on this roster as far as for next year is Nick Foles. We're in trouble. This offensive line is garbage. But I will say this, and it's something that I came across while I was doing a little bit of research, and it kind of like threw me off a little bit. But this game, Mitch Trubisky was under pressure 28% of his dropbacks. That's the lowest pressure amount the Bears' offensive line have given up since week four. He had time. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
We're back to the same thing we talked about in the beginning of the season. You can give him time, but without pocket presence and without the fucking, you know, breakdown of a defense and how to read shit, you're not going to be able to do anything. And that's exactly what's happening now. We've seen it. We called it. It's fucking coming to fruition. It's everything down the line. We thought he was exactly what the fuck he is. Time of possession, 22 minutes for the Bears. Time of possession for the Packers, almost 38 minutes.
Yeah.
The Bears had the ball almost the whole fourth quarter because it didn't fucking matter anymore. They scored 15 points when it didn't matter anymore. I mean, come on, the Bears quarterback for next year isn't even playing in the NFL right now. He's not. He's still playing college football. I guarantee you, we're going to draft somebody.
Oh yeah.
I don't know from where. I was looking at a long list of quarterbacks earlier today, and there's a lot of stuff out there that I would rather take a chance on and build this shit from nothing than to watch any of these guys take a snap next year.
I mean, there were certain points in the game where the Packers, they were running 20-something plays and scoring, like on back-to-back drives, versus our 6 plays, versus our 5 plays. Like, bro, what do you expect the defense to do? I'm telling you, they're sick and tired of this, bro.
Yeah.
Akeem Hicks missing this game, that was huge. And we spoke about this pregame. We've been talking about how he's a big part of this defense. You know, like, once he goes down, like, that's a big blow to our defense. And Matt LaFleur, after the game, he even said it. Or I don't know if it was after the game or during the game, but there was a quote, and he said, once we found out Akeem Hicks was out of the game, we put some more plays in there. And you saw the running backs gash us. Both of them, 17-plus rushes for about 150, 160 rushing yards.
A lot of Aaron Jones and a lot of Jamal Williams going straight to the holes that Akeem Hicks would be at. And what did you say, Brody? We dropped a defensive lineman the night before the game, the day before the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a few days before the game, I forget his name. We said it in the past show, and in the Bears preview show, we were talking about him. But we ended up dropping him, and we could have used him. We could have used an extra defensive tackle. And then, of course, we freaking drop him, and the Packers get him off waivers. So who knows how much that played into it.
And for Chuck Pagano to not be able to make an adjustment while all this stuff is happening is trash too. You know, you're getting gashed. From the first play of the game, you're getting gashed. Maybe not the first one, but in the first drive, you
first
got
drive
gashed.
For sure.
Plenty of times. And you know where they're coming at. Come on, man. Come on, dude. Like, you play in the 3-4, and you're getting fucking gashed. Do something about it.
Allen Robinson had a pretty good game. You know, he was getting some catches, got a couple touchdowns. Monty did his thing on offense. Those are the lone bright spots for me. The offensive line played better. They made some adjustments. I believe they took Rashard Coward out of there, and it was huge, man. It was huge for us. We needed to do some changes on the line, and it finally came through, but we couldn't do anything with it. And then on the other side, you know, the Packers, they just, you know, they don't see us as a serious team. I think at this point, like, honestly, we need to start doing a self-evaluation. Virginia McCaskey, all right, the owner of this franchise, right? During a pandemic, 2020 COVID year, went to Lambeau Field to watch this game to see the Bears get embarrassed in prime time. If you guys don't think she's fucking fuming, she's probably the only one in that building I fucking trust. You think I fucking trust Ted Phillips? Fuck no. You think I trust Ryan Pace? Fuck no. Changes are going to be made. I don't think it's going to happen in season, but I'll tell you this much. If it happens, I wouldn't be surprised. There's a first time for everything, and I would not be surprised if we clean fucking house.
I saw something earlier. And I forget the source, so I don't know how possible this is. The Northwestern head coach, I don't know how long he has left.
Is it Fitzgerald or something like that?
Yeah. You ever heard anything of him coming to the Bears?
I heard a rumor about it. I'm hearing rumors about Harbaugh. I'm hearing rumors about Eric Bahimini. I can't say his name. My fault. You know, future Bears coach, hopefully. But, bro, this starts with Ted Phillips, the president of operations. This starts with Ryan Pace as well. And that's the combination right there. We need to get some real football heads in here. Ryan Pace has made mistake after mistake. he's identified the wrong player in the draft more often than not. You know, I was reading something. There's a list of quarterbacks that he liked. And I'm going to go through this real quick. Ryan Pace wanted and was trying to trade up for Marcus Mariota. He was vocal about wanting Carson Wentz. He paid Mike Glennon. He traded up and drafted Mitch Trubisky. Then he traded a fourth-round pick and gave $30 million in guaranteed money to Nick Foles. This guy does not know a quarterback at all. At all, man. Get him out of here. Let's get somebody that actually knows how to find a quarterback, can evaluate a quarterback. In our lifetime, and in several people's lifetimes, we've seen the Packers have two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. What the fuck have we had? Jim Miller, Shane Matthews, fucking
Jay Cutty,
MVP Mitch, Jay Cutty, the only one I respect for obvious reasons. But look, man, this is, they're just up north. They're not too far from us. How can they find two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, back-to-back quarterbacks, and we're still struggling to find a consistent starter?
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
I mean, look at even, I mean, Detroit, they found, you know, they found Stafford. Stafford is fucking, honestly, he's really good. He's played on some shit teams. Yep. But he's good. He's a good quarterback.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Kirk Cousins, if you give him the weapons, he could do it.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm not saying.
Yeah, I like that way better than Mitch. For sure.
Fucking right.
Look, this is another thing I wanted to say, though. What's his fucking name? What the fuck is his name? A buddy that's a bust that we signed to that big deal, $30 million guaranteed on the line. What's his name? He came from he played
Robert Quinn.
Robert Quinn, that son of a bitch.
Oh.
$30 million in guaranteed money. Think about this. $30 million in guaranteed money, bro. Conklin left the Tennessee Titans, went to the Cleveland Browns, 3 years, 30-plus million. And look at that line over there. One of the best in the NFL. I'm not saying it's just because of him, but that's a huge part.
Oh, that's huge.
I think it's Bulaga or whatever. Same thing. He got a 3-year, $30 million deal. We could have used those guys on this line.
Where did he go? He went to Indianapolis?
I don't even know. I was just listening. I was doing rapid fire research and I was looking at offseason signings. Bro, I was just looking at the $30 million popped out to me. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to Quinn. And these are just two quick rapid fire. If I dig in deep, I'm probably going to get pissed off even more.
Yeah.
These guys would have helped our offensive line so much more. We could have never signed Quinn. Just worked it out with Leonard Floyd, who's having a way better year, and we would have been straight.
We would have signed a fucking 5-star offensive tackle or guard, whatever.
Yeah.
Because those guys are both fucking 5-star. Those guys are both good. Bulaga, we've seen him for years. We come to know him from the Pack. Conklin, fucking with the Titans.
Derrick Henry knows him very well, shit.
Oh, for sure. I mean, come on. Get the help where you fucking need it. Stop fucking throwing money down the drain. Get that shit to us. Seriously, man, you're fucking throwing money the fuck away. And, you know, if we can recognize the help spots, why the fuck can't they? Man, come on now.
Exactly. So, I mean, the takeaway from this game, obviously, I mean, we got embarrassed. That's clear as day. And changes have to be made. At the top, they have to be made. And I really feel like Virginia McCaskey, 97 years young, she probably is the one I trust the most in that fucking building. As fucking crazy as it sounds, she needs to be more vocal. Her being at that game and seeing what happened is just, she's got to be fuming. She has to be.
I don't understand why she makes this trip. I don't understand Mitch Trubisky's pregame speech. It meant nothing. We all knew where the fuck the game was going. I mean, he's wasting his time. I think one of the guys in the background was looking at Mitch while he's screaming out all these, you know, encouraging speeches and all this shit he's doing. And The guy's looking at him like, come on, man, let's just get out here and lose this game already, man. There he goes. There it goes. He pulled it right up. He pulled it up.
Because I was saving it for the edit for this show. I'm gonna put that up for the edit for the show.
But, that's dope.
It really is, bro. Like,
did you see the guy in the background?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Check this out though. Before we do a quick preview of the upcoming game versus the Lions, I just wanted to say this. I'm gonna state records against the Packers. Matt Nagy is 1-5 against the Packers. Ryan Pace, 2-9 against the Packers. MVP Mitch, 1-6 against the Packers. They need to pack their fucking bags and get the fuck out of town.
Yes, sir.
I'm dropping a mic on that one. And all you Mitch truthers, you Mitch lovers, you guys know where to find me. At Fantasy Fornicator on Instagram. FF Fornicator on Twitter. And just get at me, man. Let's go. Because you guys have been giving me heat, and I've been giving it right back. I don't want to be right, but I know one thing's for sure. I know a fucking bad quarterback. That's all I've been seeing in Chicago for years. And Mitch is the worst one I've seen simply because of draft capital alone. Don't compare Mitch to a Shane Matthews or a fucking Glennon. This is your MVP Mitch that we traded up for.
He's the epitome
of... You could
of...
fucking put him on a toilet paper and wipe your ass with him. That's how much I think of him.
Talk that talk, Brody. This dude is the epitome of everything quarterback in Chicago Bears history. History.
He is the quarterback that these Bears fans that are just lost, and I don't know what they see in this guy. Maybe they feel bad for him. I know he has hard work ethic. They talk about how hard he works. He practices hard, this, that, and the other. I get it. But one of the lowest attributes he has in Madden, and I heard this on the radio. I thought it was just funny. It's his awareness. Yeah. Madden's telling you. And Madden does ratings pretty good, man. And there's a reason why he's one of the lowest rated in awareness in the game. It's because he sucks, man. He has no pocket presence. He doesn't have a real feel for the game. He makes predetermined, you know, before the play a snap, he's already got predetermined wide receiver or target he's throwing to.
I'm banking on that. His play recognition is probably at zero or somewhere around there.
I wouldn't be surprised at all, man. I mean, his accuracy too. Like sometimes his mechanics. I'm just done with it. I mean, if you guys are not understanding that by now, then you know you guys might as well just follow somebody else. Honestly, man. Like we're here. You know, we're here to give you guys that real. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to sit here and tell you guys, oh, yeah, Mitch finished, you know, threw a couple of touchdowns. We got some momentum, you know, heading into Detroit, you know, or playing, hosting Detroit next week. You know, no, bro. Even if Mitch balls the fuck out versus Detroit, doesn't fucking matter. He's not signed for next year. Come on, man. Speaking of Detroit, that's the next matchup we got. We're at home hosting the Lions. How do you feel about this game, bro?
What do you predict? For the Bears-Lions game, I mean, to me, it's just, yeah, you know, it could go either way. And, you know, the Lions with Matt Patricia gone, it's just the simple fact that, you know, some teams, they can build off of a new, you know, a clean slate. They could come out and fire off on us. Both teams don't have really much to lose. I know some people still consider themselves in the hunt. I don't. So, you know, I'm just keeping it real on this one, man. Both of these teams, you know, it's kind of like the toilet bowl type shit. You know what I mean? So 5-6 versus 4-7. Yeah, two teams. You know, I know Minnesota's 5-6 too, and I guess they're considered in the hunt, but they're actually capable of doing things. We're kind of not. I'm going to say that we're able to squeeze one out. I don't think anyone's going to blow anyone out in this game. That's for damn sure. I think we can squeeze it out. I wouldn't see why we can't, you know, But like I said, we'll see.
I mean, this Mitch Trubisky plays great against Detroit. I don't know what it is about Detroit, but he just straight up does. He has his way with them. So I'm definitely going to say the Bears, they're going to win this game. They should win this game. Like, this is a for sure win. If I mean, this is a must win. Let me say that first. Let me say this. It's a must win game, and it's a winnable game. The matchup is perfect for Mitch. He always plays great against the Lions. I'll say this, though. There's one thing that's going against us when it comes to playing the Lions, and that's that Matt Patricia isn't there. Him not being there means that the defensive scheme that they play, the way they set up, that man coverage that Mitch was able to call out earlier in the year, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, it was easy to get the ball down the field because they were just playing in a man coverage. That's all they were doing. Like, even Mitch understood that. So now Patricia isn't with Detroit anymore. You got Daryl Bevel, who he came out and said, hey, we're going to play our heart out. This is his chance to show that he could actually lead a team. And don't forget, he's a part of that Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl team. Daryl Bevel knows how to run a fucking team. So we cannot take this team lightly. This is a must-win game. If we lose this game, I almost want to guarantee that somebody's getting fired.
Yeah.
I almost – that just depends how we lose. I almost want to guarantee it. As of right now, the early Lions, bro, I'm looking at this. We're at home. Lions plus +3. I mean, that's pretty much standard. So
right.
I'm not really looking into that too much. Over under is at 45. I would expect the Bears to hold them down, but I just wonder what our offense can do. It's going to come down to Mitch, and that's so unpredictable, man. So
we're going the under. I mean, that's what it is.
We're going the under, but like our defenses, I'm telling you, that our defense is sick and tired. Stafford is a baller. Hockenson is a baller. If Galladay comes back, that's a problem. They got Marvin Jones. I mean, they got DeAndre Swift if he comes back. And don't forget, I mean, they should have beat us earlier in the year. Swift dropped that ball. So he's going to come out with some fire if he's playing. So we'll see what happens. This is a pretty much a must-win game once again for the Bears. And, you know, honestly, at this point, you know, I'm not even mad. If we lose, I want the pressure to be on Pace and Nagy. I want that fire to be turned all the way up. They need to feel that heat, bro.
Yeah. I could see, you know, a move being made. I could see why it hasn't been made now, because I think we expected to lose to the Packers. So, you know, they weren't surprised. But if we lose to a team who just dismissed their, you know, their platoon of guys that were, you know, Matt Patricia and those guys, and we lose to a team that just lost that, then I think you got to pull some triggers there. I could see it happening for sure.
For sure, man. So we're definitely going to see what happens, man. A tough loss, you know, Sunday night. It was embarrassing to watch. It was just a pathetic effort all the way around. And it's crazy, too, bro. Like, this is – Mitch is playing for a contract, and I'm just like – I just can't believe it, man. But at the same time, you know what? He is who he is. Is he a better quarterback than Nick Foles? Maybe. But he's still a bad quarterback. That's the problem. He's still a bad quarterback, no matter how anybody wants to twist it. Is he better than Nick Foles? Maybe. Sure, I'll give you that. He's still a bad quarterback, no matter what you guys say. So I'm good over here, bro. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Man, I'm good.
All right, man. So for Brody over there, Sweetness, for the rest of the bros, Doc PLC, Fantasy Drill, Fantasy Renegade, this is your boy Smoking Jay. We will catch you guys on the next one. We're dropping that waiver wire episode, and we already know playoff push. We got to be ready. So let's get it, baby. Peace.